This next story is of interest to anyone who's ever sipped a lager beer. A lager is a clear, cold, fermented kind of beer. You have to use a specific kind of yeast to make the stuff. Lagers were first brewed in Bavaria in southern Germany back in the 15th century. Scientists have long known that the yeast involved was a hybrid, half European and half, well, that was a mystery, until now. Turns out the mystery yeast originated in Patagonia, on the tip of South America. Chris Todd Hittinger is a genetic scientist and co-author of a study on lager yeast. It was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. Hittinger says he and his team made the discovery while investigating different species of yeast, or Saccharomyces, around the globe.
Saccharomyces is the Latin name for the close grouping of yeasts that include the ones that make ale and bread and wine. And those are all made by Cerevisiae, Saccharomyces cerevisiae. And Saccharomyces are often found in association with oak trees and also with fruits. And it turns out that on southern beech trees, they form galls in response to infection by another fungus.
And these galls, they kind of look like goiters on a tree.
That's right. And we have them in the northern hemisphere, also an immune response.
So the lager yeast was in these galls. How did it get to the caves of Bavaria?
Well, so the lager yeast itself is not in the galls, but the missing species is in these galls. This is where the genetic research can't be particularly informative, but we can speculate a little bit. We know that yeast are found in the digestive tract of fruit flies and other insects, and so they are prime carriers. With transatlantic trade going back and forth, there would have been fruits and juices and fermented beverages going back and forth, and fruit flies tagging along on the ships too. And either directly on the fruit or in the fruit flies or even on the wood itself seem like probable carriers from the forests of Patagonia eventually into port cities of Europe and eventually on to Bavaria to form a hybrid that would have had a colder temperature preference than the traditional ale strains, and they would have outcompeted the ale strains. They also may have imparted interesting flavors that brewers may have selected for over the centuries.
Of all the bars in the world, why did a genetics professor like yourself snoop around beer yeast?
Well, we're mostly interested in yeast diversity for biomedical and bioenergy applications. And in particular, most of the genome technologies have actually been worked out in half a dozen fairly simple organisms. And Saccharomyces cerevisiae is really one of these champion research organisms. And so a lot of the technologies that people are using in doctor's offices and will soon be using in doctor's offices are currently being used and tested out in yeast.
Saccharomyces cerevisiae, not just for beer anymore, I guess.
No, it's really one of the champion organisms of biomedical research.
And just to end on a little linguistic note, Saccharomyces cerevisiae. Cerevisiae, that sounds a lot like the Spanish word for beer, cerveza. Is there a connection?
There is indeed. That's the origin of the Latin name for the species.
It's been a long and beautiful relationship.
It has.
Chris Todd Hittinger with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you so much.
Thank you.